The following program is produced and furnished in conjunction with John Gilroy of Lectromech, which is entirely responsible for its content.
Welcome to Federal Tech Talk with John Gilroy of Lectromech, providing solutions to design, certify, and maintain aircraft wire systems. Every week, John speaks with public and private sector IT experts about some of the IT trends and challenges facing agencies and industry. Now your host, John Gilroy.
Welcome to Federal Tech Talk with John Gilroy here on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. In the studio this morning, we have Rose Wong. She's the founder and CEO of a group called The Binary Group. And Dave Cheeseborough, he's the president of the Association for Enterprise Information, hereafter referred to as the AFEI. Good morning, boys and girls. How are you today?
Good morning.
Good morning, John. Great to be back with you.
Good. We have an interesting topic today, and this is starting to bubble up, and this topic is starting to be front page news. It was in D5 for a long time, then it kind of moved up to the C section. Now it's in the B, and now it's bubbling probably about A5 in the Washington Post, and people are talking about this concept called FITARA, F-I-T-A-R-A. And I think in the next couple of years, it's gonna come with a bang. It's gonna be like a middle linebacker hitting the federal CIO community, and they better be ready. They better be prepared. And if you're prepared, you can handle it. If you're not prepared for this FITARA thing, you're gonna get your feet held to the fire, and you're gonna be in hurting for certain is the phrase if you don't understand FITARA. And so we brought in a couple of different individuals to talk about FITARA. We brought in Rose, and we brought in Dave to give perspectives on FITARA, and hopefully that maybe this discussion today will enlighten some things, and maybe some people listening will go, oh, maybe I should go to this event, and maybe I should open up my mind and understand a little more and prepare myself for the future of the federal IT acquisition. I mean, this is what the future is going to be. But before we begin, Rose, could you please tell us your background and how you got involved with FIA and this whole concept of FITARA, please?
Well, thank you, John. Well, my background, I have a very long technical background. I used to write code for a living, as I like to say that, and progressively got into anything related to enterprise IT and enterprise transformation. And so I got involved with AFEI probably about 9-10 years ago when AFEI was the host of a DoD Enterprise Architecture Conference. And we had been supporting DoD CIO and other military department CIOs on transforming their CIO strategy, enterprise architecture programs, and that's how I got involved. And Dave enlisted me to be on the board of AFEI, and the rest is a story.
And Rose has been a great and active supporter of driving us forward into new areas, and that's kind of how we got engaged with this whole Federal Information Technology Acquisition Reform Act implementation series of symposia was through Rose.
Well, Rose, let's not be too humble here. You started this company in 1996, a female in a pretty brutal men's world of IT, and you fought your way through, and you're very successful. I mean, you might as well talk about it because it's true. I mean, you know, this is a tough world for anyone to be involved in. And the DOD, here's you walking into the DOD, all these guys with the big shoulders and the muscles, and you're walking in there, and this is a tough fight. It was tough for you, wasn't it?
It was definitely not a walk in the park,
yes,
but it was
a
very fun, has been a really interesting and fun journey for me, and challenging.
There is a show on Federal News Radio called Women in Washington, and I'd love to get you on there, and you can talk about all the real secrets. Oh, that Dave Cheeseborough, he was a jerk, and you know what? He did this and that, I really encourage the show to be formed about a year and a half ago because it's a strong woman community in this town here, and you got to share the secrets of how you fought, and this is what I did and didn't do, and this was the best practice, and you know what? You know, there's some bias there.
You know my secret sauce there?
Being smarter than everyone in the room?
Do it when you're young.
Do it when you're young, huh?
So you don't know what is coming.
No, I think it doesn't hurt to be the smartest person in the room. You know, I'm lucky to be a person in the room. I've never been the smartest person in the room. So, successful company, do a lot of work with data analytics, been involved in the federal government for 2 decades. So you're bringing a pretty good background. You have a strong technical background, a strong business background, I think a deep understanding of the federal acquisition process as well.
And I'm a amateur policy wonk.
Oh, an amateur wonk wannabe.
Wannabe, yes.
And Dave, what's your background, please, and what does your organization do, AFEI?
So AFEI, Association for Enterprise Information, is a part of the National Defense Industrial Association. It's been around since about 1998. Was formed out of an organization called the Computer Aided Logistics Support Steering Group, which was funded out of DOD back in the 90s to further this notion of information systems and databases being able to share their data back and forth. And of course, back then, they couldn't do that for one simple reason. They weren't designed to. Today, we're in a whole different environment. Information sharing is something that's common and sought between government agencies. And the technologies are all different now. And so that's what we do. We're in enterprise information, trying to help government and industry come together to discuss in open forums how to do these things and how to overcome some of the hard problems that they represent.
AFEI.org for more information on your group and for more information on the binary group. What's your website, please, Rose?
Binarygroup.com, BINARYGROUP.
You got in early, so you got the good URL. That's great. When I was taking notes when Rose was speaking, and I wrote down enterprise transformation. And I think that's the phrase that pays. Maybe we'll title this interview Enterprise Transformation, because it is transforming. And Dave's seen this transformation over the years, and I sure have too, where it was, hey, we got silos, and there's steel and concrete, and we got guards, and we got Marines, and don't look at the silo, to sharing information, which gets a little uncomfortable in many different situations. And so what there's been is people looked at, you know, this general picture over the last 15, 20 years, and people have said, you know, the federal government's spending $80 billion a year on IT. A big chunk of that is on maintaining existing infrastructure. And Dave, some people on Capitol Hill looked at that and said, there's got to be some changes, and they come up with some ways to maybe improve that process.
Well, absolutely. And not only did they look at that, but the whole kind or way that information technology capabilities are acquired needs to change to be more reflective of the kind of environment that we're in now. So, you know, we used to buy information systems the way we bought platforms or hardware, and then a waterfall acquisition method. That doesn't work for IT. And we have numerous studies going back years, Defense Science Board, et cetera, that said you need to be more agile and buy things in smaller pieces. And that's kind of where government needs to be. They need to be able to have the flexibility to adapt to the changes in the mission, to changes in the market, to changes in technology, and be more flexible at the same time, reducing their investment in those capabilities. And that's kind of where Fitara wants government to head, putting more power and authority with the CIO, getting the CIO and the CFO in a closer alignment so they can look at return on investment and do portfolio management and have a higher degree of accountability as to where our taxpayer-funded dollars are going in terms of buying these capabilities for government.
So it rose up on Capitol Hill. They're looking at federal IT and going, hey, there's 250 federal CIOs. Maybe there's a better way to handle this. Is this one of the aspects they're looking at?
Oh, absolutely. You talked about $80+ billion of IT dollars, and a big chunk of that is on operations and maintenance. And we still don't know, is it 70%, is it 75% of that $80 billion or 80 or 85%? That lack of transparency is one of the big issues that Fitara is trying to solve. And having 250 CIOs and not having more clear lines of authority and a better governance model so that what I call the four legs of the stool that Fitara is standing up can coordinate better, can get you down to that 70-80% O&M cost, get you down to the industry benchmark of 60%.
Right. You can't control what you can't see.
Right. Exactly. So without transparency.
Without transparency, without visibility into where the spend is going and whether that spend is producing the kinds of outcomes for missions that the government wants, you're just never going to get to the point where you want to be in terms of controlling costs.
I just want to reassure my listeners that, you know, this isn't necessarily a Washington, D.C. federal problem. This is probably a human problem. I deal with a lot of commercial companies, a lot of large commercial companies, and there are tools out there. There's a company that has a tool called Cloud Discovery. This is for big organizations that, let's say, Rose's company merges with Dave's company, and then I buy both of them, and all of a sudden, we have all kinds of clouds. And there are tools out there. There's a company I think it's called Cypher Cloud. They have a tool called Cloud Discovery. Just try to find what the, where the clouds are. And so what happens in, I think, just given human situations, there's movement and changes and absorptions and movement and reconnections. Same thing happens with humans in the federal government. And all of a sudden you look back and say, well, what even, gross, what even was connected to that cloud? I mean, you have to discover what you have first.
Absolutely. The so going back to the structure and part of the key elements of FITARA is strengthening the central CIO's authority at an agency level, but not taking away CIO's functions and missions from the bureau perspective. All of that have to be focused on the mission and mission performance.
One of the missions we have here is to get our commercials in, so we got to take a break. You're listening to Federal Tech Talk with John Gilroy here on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. In the studio, Rose Wong, founder and CEO of the Binary Group, and Dave Cheeseborough from AFEI. Welcome back to Federal Tech Talk with John Gilroy here on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. In the studio this afternoon, we have Rose Wong, founder and CEO of the Binary Group, and Dave Cheeseborough, president of AFEI. For more information on AFEI, it's awful simple, afei.org. And coming up in October, Dave, I think there's some kind of, we're talking about FITARA. Well, you can go to an event, sit in a room, listen to someone talk about FITARA, and go up to them and grab them by the tie and go, listen, buddy, you don't know what you're talking about. I love that. I love that face-to-face. So tell me about this event that's cooking.
Right, John. So that's the kind of thing we like to put on is these sort of intimate symposia where you get to access the key people who are—
That's what's important.
Right, and network with them and ask them some direct questions. So coming up, October 22nd is the second in our FITARA Symposium series. We put together what I think is a terrific program with Rose's support. We've got Mr. McKinney, who's the CIO over at the Department of Transportation, is going to kick things off. We have a panel of really implementation level, no kidding, get it done, experts from EPA coming in to talk about how they're moving forward into this whole brave new world of FITARA. Joyce Hunter is coming. She's the deputy CIO over at USDA. We understand through the rumor mill that their submission in terms of their self-assessment was award-winning. I'm doing air quotes now. One of the best ones that OMB got. And so we think that attendees are going to get an opportunity to hear case study, best lesson learned scenarios about where different agencies are going, smaller agencies, Department of Transportation, which has a huge agency cabinet level, USDA. So I think people who come to this are going to leave with a better understanding of what it means to them and get some information they can immediately use back at their agencies.
Right. If I want to be a successful woman entrepreneur, I'd probably follow Rose Wong. However, if I am a CIO or a wannabe CIO, I want to be at this event because you can find someone who figured out. They got the magic sauce. Why duplicate the wheel? Find out what they did and take notes and go, oh, so what did you do that? And get, there's a coffee section after. Walk up to them and go, oh, tell me, can I have your business card? And I gave these talks called How to Combine Face-to-Face Networking and Social Media. They're really popular, but that's what you have to do. You meet some, hey, Dave, and tell me more and learn more about this. And that's where I would be. I would be in an event like that, and I would ask people about accountability. Toss to you.
Yes, that's why we put together this EPA panel. In fact, this is a panel from, I talked about the four-legged stools before. It's the CIO, CFO, Chief Procurement Officer, and the Chief Human Resource Officer, Chico. And the EPA panel is reflective of this four-legged stool at the implementation level. And that's how you get accountability. One of the other key elements of FITARA is getting this governance model to show and trace outcomes, trace the implementation processes, and break down the silos and show that you can get to mission outcomes. And EPA has taken an early lead on this process. So we come to this event on October 22nd. We typically get over 100 attendees. I'm looking at Dave here. Mm-hmm, and half correct. Of them are usually government
Absolutely.
Folks.
It's free for government to attend in the kind of the conference environment we find ourselves in. We do that so that we can get government people out so they can get a little education and networking.
These aren't hired people sitting around in front of 7-Eleven. No. these are high-level CIOs who are responsible for Tara and have a lot of questions and may just want to sit in the back room and shut up and take notes and learn. I think, boy, you know, I talk all the time, but I always learn more by listening. And you get someone up on from USD, oh, so that's how they did it.
Yeah.
And then you come back to your agency and go, well, here's how they did it at USDA, and maybe we can learn from their mistakes and not do it that way.
Yeah.
I mean, it's so great.
And I love your word accountability, because part of the issues with federal spending, IT spending, and O&M spending being so high, so much higher than industry benchmark, is that lack of accountability. Part of it is our federal budgeting process, that planning, programming, budgeting, execution are done in silos, the PPBE process. And the way that I see it is FITARA, by putting together this four-legged stool, is implementing that PPBE process into more of an automated data sharing, data-driven decision-making process.
Gerald Connolly is a local politician. I've seen him here many times in the studio, and he was on the air last week talking about FITARA. And he was pounding the table, go, guess what, boys? We're coming after you. We're going to hold your feet to the fire on this. We are sick of spending all this money. So I think there's this action now in Capitol Hill for this. So that's why this meeting is going to be well attended, because people are starting to, okay, it's the end of the fiscal year. We know that. We get over that hump. And, well, what's going to happen next year? Well, FITARA is going to happen.
I think the best thing Congress could do is keep that accountability and have OMB scorecard, but driven down, you know, really show the traceability of outcomes from what you're doing to actually improving mission outcomes. That's what the best thing Congress can do for us.
So accountability can be scary to some people. You know, you're going to come after me, you're going to put me on report. But if you're doing the right thing, right, and you're investing the government's money wisely, then you have nothing to hide and nothing to fear. And then, you know, the problem comes when money goes in big pots to organizations, and deep in that organization, somebody decides to spend money, and it's a localized decision, and it duplicates something that's being done in other places in the enterprise. I think what FITARA and Gerald Connolly want to do is raise the visibility of that up so that you can say, well, let's not spend money here because we're already doing the same thing over there. Let's reuse it. And that's a big deal going forward.
Dave knows my wife is a Latin teacher, so I get to use fancy words. So the fancy wording I'm going to use is autocratas, authority. It means a whole lot in Latin. It means something in English. But if you're one of the 250 federal CAOs right now, you may have some influence, but there's not a lot of authority. You don't have a lot. You really can't make, you're not going to get fired, but you're not going to make drastic changes. And I think what they want to do is they want to bolster the authority, autocratas, into maybe one CIO for each agency and say, okay there, Dave, okay, and you're the big dog, but guess what? You're going to be responsible for maintaining this. So you have the, you know, what with great authority comes great responsibility.
Right. So, you know, the authority, the autocratas, needs to be there if you're going to do effective portfolio management. So you need to be able to look across an organization or an enterprise, look at all the things that it's doing, and pick the winners and get rid of the losers so that you know, maximize the output and the efficiency of your spend. And I think that's really where, you know, FITARA wants government to go.
Rose, I was watching the news the other night, and I clicked around accidentally. I saw this movie called The Transformers. And I'm like, keep my notes, enterprise transformation. This is the whole idea behind FITARA. It says, look, here's the problem. We know there's waste. We know there's duplication. We've got to move to the cloud. We've got this legacy infrastructure that's sitting there since 1996. How can we make that change? And it's difficult to get humans to change. And big organizations, well, you better have a tank or a gun or something, because they can change very reluctantly.
I totally agree. And the elephant in the room is, okay, so if I'm one of the CIOs, I just got more authority, but I'm not getting a lot more budget or not getting any more budget to do all of this. How do I do it? How do I oversee all IT acquisition decision process? I don't have enough manpower to make the good decisions. The answer is data. Leverage the data we already have. We have gobs and gobs, and that's a technical term, of data in different silos. In the planning domain, in the programming domain, in the budgeting domain, in the execution domain. But we also have lots, gobs and gobs of data in portfolio management, in CPIC, in OMB 300s. How do you leverage the data you already have to unleash the technology to help you look at the decisions you need to make rather than you cut through the noise? And that's what outcome-driven government, and that's a program, a group that AFEI is overseeing, is all about, is cut through the noise and get to see things that matter, make the decisions that will move the needle, and then let the rest follow through.
Well, it's no surprise she works with data analytics all the time. And that's what you can learn at this event. You can say, okay, what silos did you use at the USDA? What tools did you use? How did you justify the change? How did you get the authority?
Where did your data come from? You know, how do you use it? How are you using it to make decisions, et cetera? So, yeah, you know, that's going to be a key going forward. And, you know, Rose mentioned this outcome-driven government group. We've been doing that for a little over 18 months now. 17 different federal agencies have participated with us. And, you know, we were looking at what are the things you need to do to drive mission outcomes and not do anything but that.
We're going to have to take a break, come back, continue the conversation about FITARA. You're listening to Federal Tech Talk with John Gilroy here on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. In the studio this afternoon is Rose Wong, founder and CEO of the Binary Group, Dave Cheeseboro, president AFEI. Welcome to Federal Tech Talk with John Gilroy here on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. This afternoon, we have in the studio Rose Wong, founder and CEO of the Binary Group, Dave Cheeseboro, president of Association for Enterprise Information, AFEI.org. We're talking about FITARA, nothing to do with Italians and Italian dinners or desserts or anything. FITARA is an initiative that's become a law that tries to decrease some of the complexity about federal acquisition of IT and try to level the playing field and maybe reduce some of the duplicative results that are out there. Tell me, Rose, many of my listeners read blogs. Is there a blog that you read or maybe you write that my listeners can read and maybe keep up with all these changes in enterprise technology?
Well, we have our own blog, Binary Group. We also have LinkedIn groups and all that. But I personally, I always check out LinkedIn Pulse. Just look at scan of what's going on. I follow several thought leaders in our area, agile data analytics and small business blogs on LinkedIn, as well as TED Talk. I'm a big fan of TED Talk.
Great, great, great. And Dave, it may surprise you. You can tell your kids this or your neighbors that this is also a podcast. So you can go to the Apple Store and type in Federal News Radio and find this and listen to it when you're cutting the grass or, I don't know, when you're outside or wherever people listen to podcasts. I think it's frequent to – I like to do it when I'm outside work in the yard or something, or I don't use it at the gym because I'm normally in the pool. That's awkward for a podcast in the pool, but I think a lot of people listen to podcasts in the pool. So this is a podcast. You can listen live. You can listen at federalnewsradio.com. I hope Tony Scott is listening. And who is this Tony Scott guy, and what's he got to do with FITARA?
Tony Scott. Well, Tony Scott is the Federal Chief Information Officer at OMB. A big supporter of FITARA, a big supporter of change in the way the federal government approaches IT. Tony came in from the outside, had been with GM, several other places. He's one of those people that this administration has brought in that has a great deal of experience in the commercial sector. I would point to not just Tony Scott, but also under OMB, you have the U.S. Digital Services team headed by a guy from Google. The guy who came in and saved healthcare.gov. You've got under GSA 18F, which is actually an internal consulting organization for federal government or agencies trying to put up websites and digital services and that sort of thing. So Tony is a big proponent of change, and I think he looks across federal government and sees the inefficiencies, the kinds of inefficiencies that would not have been tolerated in commercial sector, and wants to do something about it.
My avocation is gourmet cooking, and when I make gumbo, you just use like an eighth of a teaspoon, a quarter teaspoon of filet powder, just a little bit of it, and it permeates the whole gumbo. Mm. I think what Tony Scott is, he is the eighth of a teaspoon of filet powder that's going to permeate the federal government. He's going to say, look, I'm an outsider, been 35 years in the real world, made a lot of money. Let's take a look at you know, this cost, try to reduce this cost. If the standard is 60%, we're at 80, well, we got problems. We got to change somehow. I know the change is a four-letter word. Change, we got to change somehow. We got to improve the way we're doing things to maybe do an enterprise transformation, which is very difficult to accomplish. So it looks like Tony Scott's behind the whole FITAR initiative.
You know, and he's an outsider with gravitas. He has credentials. He has authority. And so he's, I think, determined to make things happen. He's changed the way the Federal CIO Council operates, I think probably for the better. And I'm expecting good things for his tenure here as a federal CIO.
So we talked about FITARA. There was four or five different pillars, four or five legs of the stool, all kinds of. So we know we talked about transparency. So, Rose, what's the value to transparency anyway?
Well, everybody can get on the same page very quickly. That's what comes to mind right away. Instead of there are reasons. So I'm actually a fan of looking at a central authority, but also innovation from the edge in. Meaning, you can't centralize so much power that you paralyze the enterprise from being able to innovate for the mission. And so you have to do both. It's a top-down as well as a bottom-up approach. And I think the way that OMB so far has asked agencies to do their self-assessments that was due in August, and now they need to provide their common base, that's the common baseline, and then by December 31st to implement, or at least having the implementation plan approved, is kind of that sort of approach. The law says centralize as much as practical. Implementation-wise, look at your own agency's situation. Do you actually have very strong bureau CIOs that their strengths can improve innovation and bring that kind of ideas into the central CIO role? So I think that's what transparency will do. If everybody sees the same thing, then it's easier to get on the same page and more quickly to get on the same page. Agile is the key word here.
So wait a minute. Social media break. Social media break. We got to talk about Twitter. If you want to follow Dave and Dave's group, the Twitter handle is at N as in Nancy, NDIA underscore AFEI. And if you want to follow Rose's organization, the handle is at Binary, BINARY, at Binary Group. And if you want to have the unfortunate situation of following me, you can follow me at Ray Gilray. I was tweeting this morning at 4:30 and sending out all kinds of information, so I have information on a wide range of topics. And this topic of transparency is hot for everyone and kind of delicate. I think a lot of agencies may not want to be transparent. We're not going to talk about the DOD and those three-letter, the regular agency like DO, you know, like DOI or something like that. I mean, this can be delicate, can't it?
Well, let's face it. I mean, just sort of building on what Rose said, you know, a lot of agencies have hidden pet projects in shadow IT or unauthorized data centers or and, you know, to build on your kind of analogy with the Transformers, FITARA is going after those Decepticons.
Shining
a light on them, okay? And, and it's in the end, it's better for the entire enterprise. These things come out in the open. You know, nobody's going to get punished for it, but the question will be, is this the right thing to do for this agency? And can we be more efficient? And I just think that, you know, get moving forward, if FITARA is appropriately implemented, it's going to be a good thing for all of us.
You know, with Tony Scott, when he speaks, he talks about putting airbags on a 64 Mustang. He should talk about, hey, are there Decepticons in your agency? Well, find it out with FITARA.
One of the laws that's been in place for a long time is the CFO Act. And I know there's some concern coming out of the CFO community that their powers, FITARA is reducing their power of having the final say on the agency budget. We've actually been dialoguing with a few CFOs that welcome FITARA, which is they see it as a way to enhance the CFO Act, which gives them the authority to make sure everything is audited and auditable and really to be accountable, back to that word accountability, to the taxpayers ultimately.
So the glass is half empty for some people, half full for others, huh? Some people say, well, this is an opportunity. Perhaps that should be discussion on October 22nd.
Well, yes. And in fact, I want to kind of jump a little bit beyond that, because on December 9th, we're doing our third series of FITARA symposiums. And one of the case studies that we're going to be presenting is the Coast Guard and the kind of work they already were doing before FITARA in terms of aligning their CIO and CFO functions. And the reason they were doing that is because they couldn't get through a DHS audit. And so, you know, the CFO is not losing power. They're in the loop on this. And in fact, I think the combination of the CIO and the CFO gives both of them a little more power to affect outcomes in their agencies.
So we can apply audit to discovering existing systems. We can apply audit to financial considerations. We can apply audit to procurement as well, can't we?
Absolutely. I was just going to say the E of PPBE, that's the execution part. That's where the rubber meets the road. You know, the CIO, CFO have done all the planning, the right investment planning decisions, but when it comes down to executing those decisions, it's the acquisition programs, the acquisition arm of an agency. And that's where industry either benefits or sees the pain, or both, right? Mm-hmm. So going back to accountability, going back to transparency, those two words, the execution of the budgets and the IT spending is not as transparent if they were not tied to planning data.
I think my new catchphrase is, on Federal Tech Talk, we put the E in PBBE. Maybe that'll work. Who knows? Someone will appreciate that one. We have to take a break here, come back, talk more about social media and some technology choices of our guests in the studio, who are Rose Wong, founder and CEO of The Binary Group, Dave Cheeseborough, president, Association for Enterprise Information. Welcome back to Federal Tech Talk with John Gilroy here on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. We're talking about FITARA today, and we have two guests in the studio this afternoon. We have Rose Wong, founder and CEO of The Binary Group, and Dave Cheeseborough, president of AFEI. You can go to AFEI.org and go to an event coming up in October, right around Halloween or something. What's this event coming up, Dave?
So this is the second of our FITARA implementation series, John. We have a great program. I think earlier we talked about Mr. McKinney coming from the Department of Transportation, Joyce Hunter from USDA, a panel from EPA. I think what we didn't mention, though, is that we have a program manager for the DHS Management Cube coming to Ms. Delbo to talk about how they've used that tool to look across all the agencies under DHS and begin to do FITARA-like things for them. So it's really going to be a very educational session.
Oh, I like me some tools. I like me some Twitter as well, at Binary Group, at NDIA underscore AFEI, and at Ray Gilray. You know, Rose, I'm out in the community a lot talking to people, doing the grip and grin. And inevitably what people say is, that Rose, she seems real smart. Now, what kind of a phone does she have? They don't care about your math background, that you're a woman who founded a company, that you're successful. They don't care about that. What does she know about FITARA? No. What kind of phone does she have? And so what I've put together is a scientific 10-question test that'll determine if you are, in fact, a card-carrying nerd. And we're going to ask these 10 questions right now because inquiring minds want to know. First question, do you have an Instagram account?
Nope.
How many cell phones have you purchased for yourself in the last year?
One.
Do you have a personal Twitter feed?
No.
This is not good. This is not good for being a nerd. Have you ever used Periscope or Meerkat?
Where are they?
Whoa, negative points. You're not a nerd. What kind of smartphone do you have?
iPhone.
Okay, you get some points there. What was the most popular app on that in the last 30 days?
Fitbit.
Okay. And we break into your house this evening. How many tablet devices do we find laying around the house there?
Five or six.
Whoa, now there you get nerd points. Okay. And when was your most recent post in social media?
Yesterday.
Okay, that's some points there. And when is your Apple Watch due?
Post-Christmas.
Oh, so you ordered one. So, you know, you're going to get the $17,000 golden crested variety
picture. That's the only one.
That's the only one.
Because I like the look.
And the last book you read, Rose, was electronic or paper?
Electronic, always.
Well, yeah, you had a weak start, but you're kind of fixing to get ready. Maybe you're a nerd wannabe. You're certainly not a nerd. So maybe you're closer to normal than nerdosity. What I always ask interview guests here is to look into the future and see what's going to go on. And I don't know if, you know, I started this show 9 years ago. Who could have predicted, you know, smartphones, and everyone's got a smartphone with an IP address, and they have a Fitbit, and they have this, and they have a smartphone, and they walk into an agency, and all of a sudden you got to worry about all these security concerns. I couldn't have predicted that. You know, I was lucky. I understood that technology was going to be important, but predicting is awful hard. But I don't think people have a choice anymore as far as predicting what's going to happen with federal IT spending. They're going to have to rein it and get under control, or it's the end of the rainbow here, isn't it, Dave? I mean, they're going to have to control it.
Absolutely. We have to get this under control. We can't allow it to continue the way it's been done in the past. And quite frankly, market conditions certainly don't allow that as well. And for those people out there who might take the traditional bureaucrat approach of just waiting it out until the administration changes or whatever, Gerald Connolly in our first session made a point of saying that Clinger Cohen didn't really work because both Clinger and Cohen retired from Congress after they passed that law. Gerald Connolly says, in a heavily Democratic area of Fairfax, he's not going anyplace, and he's going to be around to make sure that FITERA stays and continues and they get some results from it. So I think that we can expect to see some improvement from a citizen perspective, and not only in the services we get digitally from government, but also in the way government operates and runs its business digitally. So I think FITERA is here to stay.
You know, Rose, in the commercial world, that would be called a champion. So you're a big organization, let's say ExxonMobil, and Rose is the champion for agile software development, and everyone goes to her. And do you agree it has to have a champion here in order to have success with FITERA?
For every agency, yes. I think for FITERA to be successful in each and every federal agency, there needs to be an executive level champion. And if you were to ask me, what would I predict 5 years from now? I think that you will see, this is what I predict. In 5 years, some of the agencies who did have champions to implement FITERA will see subtle policy changes of putting codes, data fields into IT acquisitions at the beginning of the acquisition process so they can track that PPBE, the execution data, all the way through the process automatically.
At 5 o'clock today, mm-hmm. I have a telephone call with the CEO of a $200 million company, and I'm going to tell him, hey, I'm not going to do anything unless we get buy-in from the division leaders, because, you know, I'm going to fight every step of the way. I need buy-in from these folks, and it's going to be informal buy-in. I don't care if I have to move in a parking lot, meet in a coffee shop, and get in the same page, because if we're not, this is not going to work. And maybe this buy-in of stakeholders is what we're talking about from the CIO. But it's got to be not just the CIO, it's the CFO as well. It's the whole buy-in, huh?
Right. So you're really talking about a cultural change across an agency, and that requires buy-in. You will see resistance to it. People are just naturally afraid of change. What's my role going to be? Will I lose authority, gain authority? All of that will need to be worked through, but it will be worked through. And I think agencies will move forward. And I think one of the things I'd like to see, I mean, talking about a five-year prediction, I'd like to see a reduction in the number of applications and programs that are using COBOL in the federal government. Let's move into the 20th century in terms of computing.
I thought back in 99 that had its death knell, but it's still around, isn't it?
It is still around. Well, transformation is not easy, and enterprise transformation certainly is very difficult. We in the IT business like to think IT is the most important thing, but IT is a support function. The federal government's business, each agency is different, but in general, is about providing services to citizens. Or in the case of Department of Defense, it's about defending our nation. And I think FITERA is focusing on those back office functions, IT being one of them, financial management, procurement, and human resources management, the back office functions in the best shape possible to support the mission of each of the agency. Therefore, we can get to the outcomes that the citizens want.
So Rose is right. Technology is not the end goal, but it enables change. And today, technology enables change to happen faster. So 20 or so years ago, we were talking about e-commerce and the airlines were starting to sell tickets online. And we talked about disintermediation of travel agents. And today, if you don't have your head up and look around, change is going to happen to you. So if you're a taxi cab company and you didn't see Uber coming, shame on you.
I have a friend's 30 years old. I told us in the last show that he left his job at the FAA because he thought he was in a silo. He's going to a commercial company now. And this guy, young kid, great, Virginia Tech, computer science major, smart, aggressive, really good. He was a pilot, and he came to the FAA because that was his passion, and he thought he could use his skills to help the FAA, and he got stuck in a little silo. And, you know, whether you like it or not, if you're listening to the show, you're going to have that 30-year-old working for you, or maybe you are that 30-year-old. And if you're stuck in a silo, boy, you're out. And this is what this transparency eliminates.
So think about this, John. In 5 years, the first wave of millennials will be 40 years old. They'll have risen to positions of authority. Mm. They'll have a whole different outlook on information and technology. So if you're not willing to go along with change, change will happen to you. And, you know, you might be like that travel agent, disintermediated from the future. You don't want that to happen to you.
And he gets the award for the longest word in this interview, disintermediation. You got to like that. If you want to learn more about Fatara, please attend the event coming up on October 22nd. More information at afei.org. You have been listening to Federal Tech Talk with John Gilroy here on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. Our guests have been Rose Wong, founder and CEO of The Binary Group, and Dave Cheeseborough, president, AFEI.
You've been listening to Federal Tech Talk with John Gilroy of Lectromech, providing solutions to design, certify, and maintain aircraft wire systems. If you miss any part of this program, you can hear the entire show on our website, federalnewsradio.com. Federal Tech Talk only on federalnewsradio.com and 1500 AM.